Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Tonight's host is Jackie Moran. Joining Jackie will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Pat Lambert and Mari Fagel. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Jackie Moran!
Hey everybody, I'm Jackie Moran, as you just heard twice, or at least I heard it twice. I'm very excited to get into all the juicy details of tonight's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. No pun intended, Kim's booty. But we have our own family affair going on here tonight on AfterBuzz. So let me introduce my co-hosts on the evening. We have the fabulous Pat Lambert.
Hello, hello, my people. How are you?
Hello, darling. And I love that we have a brother and sister joining us tonight. Sorry, guys, I'm calling you out. We have Molly and Zach Zabarski.
What's up, everyone?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I can feel the
I'm
family
so happy
fighting
to have
already.
You guys. We have a family right here.
It's going to get heated.
I love it. So, okay, brother and sister, how do you feel about the Kardashians being... You know, I obviously you guys must get along because you're hosting together. So
damn.
I don't know if I could work with my brother.
All right. Well, we'll put it this way. Like the Kardashians, they either love each other 1 second or they hate each other the second. After.
No. Watch out, Zach.
You know what? It's back and forth. But you know, it's mostly love. But it's a good fight in once in a while. Keeps everything, you know,
entertaining. Oh,
wow. Look at that family moment.
That was
really weird.
I think I just got sick. What was that? Easter morning? Goodness.
Oh, boy.
You don't even see the family portrait that I'm looking at. You know?
Oh,
but I think it's all real. No fake butts
well,
here.
Well, guys.
Hopefully
we have,
maybe Zach.
Sorry, I couldn't help the pun, but we have the juicy details to get into tonight. Of course, like what other show would center around a butt x-ray and have it be entertaining other than the Kardashians?
The story arc was, is her butt real? The sad part is, I really wanted to know, as I think most people really did want to know.
Well, here's the thing that surprised me.
Here's
I was looking
thing.
This up because I really, I'm, of course, always been a Kardashians fan. But I was under the impression that Kim had had a lot of plastic surgery because I just remember the lipo episode and the Botox catastrophe with the bruising. And I just assumed that I, you know, believed what I've heard in the past that she's had everything from, you know, implants to injections to whatnot. But, you know, she says that she's never had plastic surgery. Do you guys
believe
that?
This is Pat's page 6 dissertation on plastic surgery.
Get it, Pat.
Botox doesn't count. That is just sustaining. Butt implants, that's a little bit of homework. I'll give that. That's surgery. Getting your nose chiseled doesn't count. Eye lift, come on. Your eyes get saggy. Those things to me are sustainability. It's like, you know, like mowing the lawn in your garden. You know, that's just healthy. And that's Pat's dissertation on plastic surgery. New butt, that's some homework. New boobs, that's some homework. Zach, new
that's
face,
right.
recommended.
Hopefully I won't go through that. But
so, see, Zach, as the male of this party, I'm not a male.
you're not giving yourself enough credit, honey.
Oh, God, Jackie, you know me. So as you're looking at Kim Kardashian, she turns around and you can't really see anything in either way because the butt is a full moon.
Right.
Do you believe it is real or not? Not before tonight's episode.
I'm believing it's real just because I'm hoping it's real.
You're just hoping. if it wasn't real, would that offend you? Like, do you get offended by the idea that it would be fake?
Well, you know, I think, here's my thing with it. I actually, real or fake, was happy that they were highlighting a beautiful, juicy, healthy body. I mean, plastic surgery or not, at least she wasn't trying to make her butt smaller. So I was just happy with the fact that
possible.
This was all centering around a healthy body image for everybody watching.
But I will debate you on that one. Kim Kardashian, healthy body image. Maybe she's healthy herself, but think about it. I actually read a big pop culture criticism on Kim Kardashian. No, I love you, Kim, but if you're listening, which you're not,
ditto.
Don't get angry. People say that she signed, in kind of theoretical terms, a patriarchal bargain, which means that she has bought into all the male stereotypes or objectification of the perfect. She's become the perfect woman. And everything that she does in her career, she appeals through sex to men so much so that she negates things about female empowerment. I found something like such a feminist. But, like, because she has become the perfect woman, you know, and we look at her body and we say, like, oh, that's like a good, healthy body image. I'm sorry. Fat girls don't look like Kim Kardashian. Like, that's not a normal girl, you know? She's just built with some different clay mold in that thing in different directions than, you know, your typical skinny and small. But that's what others have said about Kim Kardashian, and that's what a lot of people don't like about Kim, is that she's become such a sex icon that she holds women back. Opinions. Bam!
Well, DJ Jesse wants to hop in with an opinion on that.
Yeah, Jesse.
DJ Jesse.
Let's talk about how she became famous.
Oh, good point there.
It's been since the beginning she's been this sex icon.
I mean, sex icon. Well, she got famous from the Ray J sex tape.
Right.
Did I watch it?
Of course.
I had to.
We all did.
Guilty.
I'm sorry, Kim.
Zach, but then, did you watch
the
it?
Reason... About six times.
Maybe. Your mom is in the room.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Whoa, family stuff. But she got famous from that. But the reason the Kardashian show was started was to rebrand this whole image.
Right.
You know, and I'm just kind of trying to debate you, Jackie, on the point about the healthy body image thing. Like, do you think it was rather maybe superficial that the entire episode was about, is her butt real? You know?
Right. Like, are there more important things we could be talking about here?
Is it really, like, that big of a rumor in her life, in the tabloids about her, that her butt is fake, that needed to be done? Or was it, as many things could be, a publicity stunt?
I mean, I agree that we have more important things in our lives to worry about than a whole 30 minutes on if somebody's butt is or isn't real. But if you're a Kardashian fan, I feel like you're cool with it. I mean,
I enjoyed it.
You're signing up for when you turn on the Kardashians.
Do you think that
have, you know, a great life, but that's what this show has always been about, you know, basically Kim's ass.
And like it was basically the show sub-slogan, Kim's ass will be featured prominently.
Right.
It should be like one of the credits. Like,
and let me say, what about how after every scene where they're going through a whole, you know, ass scandal, the camera zooms in on her ass.
That's like the bumper to commercials.
Before
Kim
commercial.
Turns, boom.
Yes. But, I love that.
Molly, let me ask you, how does it make you feel? I mean, what do you think as far as what the tone is setting for women?
Well, you know, I think that, on TV, a lot of people are always very stick skinny, and you wonder, you know, do they ever eat cheeseburgers or cookies or things like that?
That's what I want to know.
And what I love is that, you know, I've heard Kim say in countless articles that she's very into sugar and candy and cookies, and she, you know, always has to be watching her weight, and I kind of like that, you know, refreshing kind of idea that, like, she's normal. Like, she admits she likes to eat. I mean, I like to eat. I'm not stick skinny, but I like to go to the gym as well and, you know, look good. So I kind of feel like, you know, girls look up to her in that sense and realize you can eat what you want, but, you know, working out is also good and staying healthy. And I think she's a great role model
for
that.
I'm just amazed by how the butt, like, anatomically, how was she made?
I agree with that.
I think it's crazy that she's in shape.
Her frame.
So curvy.
But
she
doorways must be such a challenge.
Yes. And she mentions a lot, though. I've heard her say, you know, on countless occasions that she is always dieting. She is not, you know, those girls that just eat what they want and stay sick skinny.
Right.
So.
Well, I can imagine that other curves would grow. Like in other places,
well.
If there's too many cookies. But, like,
naturally.
You know, if God's going to put a fat in a certain part of your body, God bless what he did with Kim.
And she rocks it.
But my question is, do you think that that was a stunt rather than something real? Like, for example, when Chris took them for a walk and was like, oh, we always go on these, like, mother-daughter walks in public.
Paparazzi.
And then I'm like,
and
okay.
And then there's a paparazzi walking with them.
And
I was like,
where are they walking? There's no paparazzi on them. And then there are. And I was like, oh, you like to go to walks in public with your famous daughters. Like,
and your gym clothes with your hair down, blown out.
Like, and I am, like, you know, I'm a huge Kardashians fan, and I never really thought that they were fame-whoring themselves. But in that moment, I was like, why would you go, like, why don't you go sit by the pool with your kids? Like, why would you go for a walk? Clearly, like, you're going to be photographed, you know? Is that part of the brand? Is that part of what they need to do?
Well, I kind of like how they showed, let's face it, they're the Kardashians. They're famous for just, like,
being famous.
Prank calls and getting butt x-rays. So, you know, I feel like with so much going on in their lives, could they have shown more, like, Pat, I know you want more glitz.
The glam moments. I want to see Zsa Zsa.
Love it.
I want to see the photo shoots and I want to see the red carpet.
They had a lifestyle tone to, like, they showed the Pilates in the beginning and Courtney, like, saying she has a mom ass and she hasn't worked out in 2 years. And then they show them trying to get more exercise. Like, maybe it was all an attempt to push their Skechers shape-ups or whatever their, you know, mother-daughter campaign
is.
That's
an interesting.
Jack,
they did
smart.
Cut to those shoes. I noticed that, so.
Oh, you see that?
Subliminal. I didn't even notice. Damn.
Great call, Jack.
Kardashians. This is getting deep by the second. Because I thought about this episode out of all of them. Normally, I'm always really entertained by the episodes. But I'm feeling like this season is veering more towards being produced reality.
I agree with that.
Why was Khloé in a headdress and riding a giraffe? You know, I know, like, she's crazy or whatever, and that's her personality, but I was kind of like, was this a boring week in the Kardashian world that they needed to be like, let's dress things up and take x-rays of butts?
I also feel that, you know, all the girls have kind of, like, created their own characters that they're trying to, like, enhance as the seasons go on. Like, Khloé gets crazier, Courtney gets more, I don't give a S-H-I-T about anything that we're
doing.
You can
say shit, but,
okay.
Thank
so
you for spelling
doesn't
it,
give a
I
shit.
Didn't know how.
And, you know, Kim's always kind of touching her hair and trying to be glam, and I think that everything just gets more enhanced, and it kind of is, you know, getting to a point where, like, are we really to the point where we're just, like, zooming in on the Skechers?
Well, sometimes I just, and I think I see it with Chris the most, and Jackie, I don't know if you agree, but sometimes I feel a little bit like she's acting. Like, I think there's, of course, a lot, most of it's authentic, but sometimes when she, like, for example, this episode when she brought up the idea of changing her name to Kardashian.
Right.
It seemed in the way that she kind of presented it, almost a little bit acted. Like, hi, I'm Chris, and I'm going to introduce the drama part of tonight's episode.
Right. What about, Pat, what about those tears, though? Were those real?
I mean, no, those are real. Like, once it goes, but
that
the produced element of it is,
right.
I
well,
wonder.
It seems like, here's what I think.
I think
they're kind of getting more produced, probably because they are getting busier, and they need to set their schedules. Like, today we're going to film you guys doing this. So it probably actually is getting harder to just
you think? That's smart.
Film life. And they are, obviously, with all of the branding that they're doing, they have to fit in all of their initiatives. So it is harder to stay natural as it goes on because they have to please so many people at so many brands and all these deals. So, you know, and so actually, though, cut to the second storyline, is this an example of the branding getting out of hand? And just to sort of, you know, explain what we're talking about, storyline number two was Chris obviously introduces the idea at a Red Book red carpet, which I kind of loved all of that glam fashion moment. But she says it's a Kardashian world, so it's not unusual. She keeps getting mistaken for being Kris Kardashian. And then, you know, it comes up again, obviously, on their walk, their paparazzi.
The paparazzi walk, the publicity walk.
Their daughter walk with the Skechers. And the girls kind of freak out, Kendall, obviously, Kim. And then Bruce, let's get to Bruce confronting Kris on it, because I think this is the most important part, is how mm-hmm. Bruce feels about it. And he kind of confronts her and says, when I was a champion, you were all about my name. It was known all around the world. And now here you are, brand.
I feel bad for Bruce.
Your daughter.
And then there's Chloe, who kind of just spells it as it is in a really
Chloe
harsh
comes
way.
In and is like, here's about it. And I
she
love
was
how
like,
Chloe was
you're...
the one to be like, Mom, what are you thinking? You know, she called out that she doesn't have his picture up. She wants to change her name. She's all about the girls.
I liked the harsh, like, verbiage or, you know, the terms that she threw at her mom.
That's what made her
cry. She was like, yeah. About the fame whore idea, she's a groupie, and then she was emasculating her husband. That's when Kris was like, whoa. Like, I don't think Kris ever spent a moment thinking that deeply about what she was doing to Bruce.
She knew all
right,
those
like,
three
think
things
Chloe
were true.
Really called her out. And Zach, I'd love to know, as a guy, as our testosterone on the night, what? How
you're actually
you
the male, know? The male expert of the night.
Glad to be here.
How would you feel if your girl was, or your wife? I don't know. I don't want to, you know, assume. But if you had a wife and
right.
she wanted to change her name, would you be insulted by this?
I'd be extremely insulted. I mean, that's like something like taking away your name. That's like a big deal to guys, you know. And you know, I thought he said it right. He didn't even want to. Like, get into the argument. He just kind of felt like, I just got to, like, throw this away and, like, see if she comes up and, like, maybe eventually feels better about it and says, you know what, I'm going to stick with the name. But, you know, I think it's kind of ridiculous, you know? I mean, it's not...
I mean, I can understand where she's coming from because the girls are the ones who are famous, Kim mostly. And I can understand why if people called, they would be like, they would assume she's Mrs. Kardashian. She would assume she's, like, they don't always know the Jenner thing, or that the other two girls are actually Jenners in the Kardashian family.
That's
like,
confusing.
You know, because it is a brand. Like, those girls are a brand product in a sense, and she wants to become enfranchised with it because she runs it. So I can understand where she's coming from, but
Molly,
I don't find
think?
It so disrespectful.
As a female.
Well, you know, to be honest, I do see how, with my brother's point of view, that it is insulting. However, and this isn't just because he's my brother, I do understand, you know, where Kris is coming from. Kardashian's a big name. It's maybe one of the biggest names out there right now. And, you know, changing it back legally, okay, you know what, maybe that's a little bit harsh. But using it, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Yeah, almost a stage name.
It's not the biggest deal in the world, you know, it's not the end-all, be-all.
Right.
But, I mean, it's like that initial hit of him thinking that, you know, his wife's not keeping the Jenner name. I could see why he'd be
a little bit angry about it. He was just kind of like, you know, it's not one of those arguments that I'm going to win. And I also think it was because Kris is so rooted in business. And Kris is not just their manager or publicist. She's also one of the stars of the show.
She's
one of the stars of the show. So she's almost entitled to some of that spotlight. You know, she worked for the show as much as those girls do, if not more.
Shout out to Kris.
She's just as
Jenner / Kardashian.
Here's my thing. If she's been doing it, you're in season 6. It's not like you're in season 2 and it's getting confusing. If you've been able to build this empire as Kris Jenner and Jenner Communication, which I actually didn't even know she went
by. I
didn't
know that existed.
I like that. But you're in season 6. You're a huge empire, multi-million-dollar business. I think you're going to be okay. You know, I can understand if she says whatever, if somebody says her name is Kris Kardashian and she doesn't correct them, whatever, fine. It's not a big deal. Stage-wise, yes, let it go, probably. But I feel like this storyline was just totally unnecessary and a slap in the face to Bruce, because I really actually liked how Chloe called her mom out, because I really felt bad for Bruce by the end of the episode. He seems like a good dad, and he seems like he needs a little more loving.
But how episodic, word choice.
Okay.
Was that the structure of the show, that she introduces the dilemma, then there's multiple scenes of like reactions to that, and then there was kind of the end call to action where she puts the photo back on the wall. Like, it didn't, did it not just seem too perfect of a sequence. You know, it seems like all of the episodes now are like the last one, which was like, you're too business oriented, ends in the family dinner. Like, they're just so
well
put together in a sense. Like, they have like some sort of structural, like,
they perfectly
fluency.
Fight, make up, debate, fight per again, episode. And then make up, and then it's the dinner.
And I
and
also
then it's
wonder
the
when
episode.
They're shooting these things, because don't these girls have things to do? Like, Kim, like, when would Kim Kardashian have time for a butt x-ray?
Yeah.
Ain't she, right. like, all over
that
the map?
That confused me.
Where are the premieres? Where are the heels? I want to see her getting dresses.
Same.
Yeah, we want more glam. We want more Zsa Zsa right now.
I'm like, I love the family, and I think that's the runner of the show, but I am always interested, like, what do these girls do? Because we haven't actually seen them do anything on the show, other than Courtney, like, eat at her house, Chloe play right. dress up at her house, and Kim... drive places, you know, like, we haven't seen what it's like to be them now that they are them, you know?
It's almost like it doesn't fit now. Like, they got away with it in the first couple of seasons
because they were building
they weren't, like, a huge empire, and now it's like, okay, today's schedule is you sit around and act like you do nothing for the cameras, and, you know,
yeah.
and it's like, why not show what they're actually doing?
Like, the other one, like, the runner of the previous season was that Chloe had to fly to Miami and had this relationship, and was she, like, she was so concerned about her radio show, and it was a big stress on her. Like,
Chloe,
that was enjoyable. It was enjoyable to see what it was like when she drove past her billboard for the first time. You know, what that meant for, because we see it. We eat it as consumers of pop culture, but what's it like for the person making that, or the person who is the pop culture icon? You know? Like, Kim Kardashian, what is she up to? You know?
And you know, it's a reality show on their lives, so, you know, of course, obviously, we love seeing them all at the same house having dinner together. But, you know, it's also great to see, you know, Kim getting on the plane and going, you know, wherever to see Chris Humphrey.
Maybe this is a producer's thing. They choose to edit that out because they don't want to lose.
I mean, they must edit it out, right? I mean, they have to be traveling
to happen,
all the
like,
time.
Maybe they don't want it in the show because they want to keep the show grounded, because we enjoy watching it because we see our family and their family.
Right.
And you wouldn't when you see them flying VIP and on red carpets.
Maybe
that's
they're
the
trying
illusion.
To relate more to, you know, the average, you know, family life, which, you know, I think that...
You think, Jackie? You do,
well, I'm... You know what I want to know as far as their average family dinners that they've been having this season? Molly and
Who's
Zach,
cooking?
As brother and sister, do you have family dinners like they do?
You know
I'm
what?
I'm dying to know.
You
if
take
you
this
have
one.
Zsa Zsa, does anybody else have these, like...
catered.
Yes, family dinner.
You know what? You say catered. Our father happens to be a caterer, so we have their meals.
We got
times
big meals
about
going
five,
on.
I would say. And we're one of very, very few families, I think, that do family dinners all the time and great food. But, you know, I think the most people don't do that. And, you know, sometimes, like, when we're all, you know, when we were in high school and stuff and our parents were working, like, everyone would be eating at different times. Every hour, someone else would be sitting alone at the dinner table. But then once a week, everyone would get together, you know.
Our mother actually declared a Monday night dinner when we were in high school, because we were all doing different things, and Zach was going to play basketball, and I was at dance, and she said, Monday night at 7 o'clock, everyone be at the table, and if you aren't here, there will be consequences. So we had
See,
to have that.
You pointed out something very good about the show, then. That this is probably why the show doesn't put them on the planes, trains, and buses. Whoa.
Right. Because
they
want to
see
that
family stuff. Families want to see
when
they sit down
to the
meal. They want to see their conflicts. They want to see them fight like sisters. They want to see the mother get in trouble with the brother. You know, like, they want to see that.
I know. And
now,
I think it's the perfect family show. Like, half about a butt
family
x-ray. Sit down with your kids and look at, you know, Kim's butt for a half hour. And then you see the family dinner. I mean... It couldn't be more of a family-oriented
and they're
show.
And they're all extremely inappropriate in front of each other. Like, they're talking about, you know, Kim's nude pictures and, you know, Rob, who wasn't in the episode tonight, which I was surprised about. We missed him. You know...
Didn't you guys feel like we were missing the guys tonight?
Yes. I thought it was all about the girls tonight.
Even Bruce was backseating it. He was like, oh, whatever happens.
We missed Rob and Chris and Lamar.
Rob. Chris and Lamar, the trucks that they are.
We love them.
I miss them.
Molly,
huge
who
man.
Do you think is the cutest couple of all the, you know, because guys, I know you don't, I mean, you don't really dish about this stuff, but
okay.
Who do you think makes the cutest couple on the show?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I loved Chloe and Lamar forever, but I have to say from the first episode when I saw Chris and Kim sitting at that dinner table sharing their food and burping in each other's faces.
Oh, okay, let's not go there. That's disgusting. Jackie, see, Zach agrees. Well, see, look besides at that. I was never okay with that.
I think that. Okay, fine. When Chris came out of the elevator and Kim went and jumped in his arms, I thought to myself, they are just adorable. Yeah. So they are my favorite officially.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, you know, they obviously reveal, and that, you know, that cuts into our news and gossip, so we can just reveal it right now, that Kim's butt is 100% real.
Yay for Kim!
The news of the century.
So, you know, where was... Chris wasn't there, right? Unless I'm missing something.
No, I'm pretty sure that Chris has probably tested that theory and figured it out himself.
We could ask him.
He's probably like, that's old news to me. Forget it. I have the first-hand feel. And speaking of that, did anybody else think the doctor was a little too excited?
That was the greatest thing.
That was amazing.
Like, I was like, this must be a dream come true. Like, hi, doctor, I'm Kim Kardashian. I'd like you to feel up my butt today and take pictures of it. And the guy was like, okay.
He had the biggest smile on his face.
Like, you know, I would go to medical school just for that one day at work.
Sure, Zach would too.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me, to be honest.
Like, he walked in the room and closed. Always like playing with things. Like, I remember playing with things in the doctor's office, and they'd be like, "Put that down!" Like, Chloe gets away with it. Four. But Kim was like,
"Do you feel like
go for it?"
No, go ahead. Do you feel like Zach, as a guy, like is Kim Kardashian, like your ultimate sex symbol?
She's top three in my opinion.
Oh, you know, Zach's standing here. You haven't seen a picture of Zach right here. You know,
yeah, right.
This boy is a high school heartthrob.
Oh, come on.
This boy could be a new reject on Glee any day.
Throw me on there. No, you know what? Kim Kardashian, I mean, she's a gorgeous girl. I mean, she's every guy's dream.
She's a gorgeous girl.
In my opinion, she is.
Who else are in the top three?
Top three? I mean, you don't put me on the spot here.
Betty White.
I put my opinion, Alba? Jessica Alba. How'd you know?
Oh, my God. I knew it was Alba.
It's kind of the other way. She seems like such like a great, kind of sweet, naughty, nice kind of girl. Yeah, but I mean, her body's, you know, outstanding. So I put her in there. I throw, Megan Fox or something in there.
I throw Megan Fox. You know, I throw her in the bunch.
It's not a bad
know?
Three. I'll take one of those three.
Body on her, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a good variety there. I'll give you that.
See,
I don't know if I'm a Megan Fox kind
I'm more of an Ann Curry. You know, I want something to talk about.
Okay.
I want to know what's happening, you male, representing males.
I can't believe you didn't say Kate Hudson. We love her.
I can't believe you didn't choose a Pulitzer Prize winner.
She's got it all. She's so cute.
Why not Katy Perry? I'm a big Katy Perry person.
Katy Perry's good. Yeah.
I know Katy very well.
California girls on his iPod.
That's not true.
Oh, my God.
This is the Zach exclusive.
That's not true. But,
didn't even know I was doing the show today, and all of a sudden you're a star.
Exactly. After Buzz TV exclusive.
Bringing you Zach. This is the exclusive of Zach.
I like that.
With revelations by his sister, his gay best friend, and Jackie.
Maybe you can get your hands on Kim Kardashian's butt one of these days.
You know what?
You never know.
You can, the wax figure. Have you seen the wax figure?
Oh, the wax figure.
Yeah, she has.
I don't know if that would be as satisfying, though.
Well, but the thing is, her and J-Lo have a similar thing. At J-Lo, because she's known for her butt, you can actually touch her butt when you walk past it in the wax museum, and her cheeks will blush.
Oh, wow.
They didn't do the same. It's the coolest little... I've literally rubbed it all day. I was like, it's a genie in a bottle, baby.
I'm gonna move inside the left one. They really do grab each other a lot, too, by the way. I mean, they were shaking each other's things.
Oh, my God, touching the boobs and the ass.
Great
and...
TV.
Those sisters are close, you know? That's their new sex tape.
Actually, was anybody else a little surprised? I didn't know Courtney actually had breast implants.
Neither did I.
I did.
And if I saw them, I would also think,
Fact. Wouldn't
you want to go a little bigger? I'm sorry. I am an all cup size equality man. I accept all. But I'm sorry, I was looking at him. And I was like, wouldn't, if you're gonna put the money in, aren't you gonna like, you know?
Well, she's so small.
Wouldn't you buy the Corvette instead of buying the Toyota?
I would.
Huh?
Like, how do you feel about real versus fake anything?
I believe do I think the difference between real and fake is? Well, it's interpretable. I think if you are confident enough to make them real, they're real. To me, anything is real if you
can
act it.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, you got to choose real over fake, but I mean, like you said...
I don't think that every girl... It sets a bad precedent that every girl has to go out there and get a new butt and boobs.
Right.
But if it's what makes you more confident, And if you're not smart enough to compensate and you need a big butt to get your attention, you know, put your energy in books first.
But that's if a buck, good point. If your butt comes along,
you whatever makes you happy, I guess. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whatever we live in America. Free butts.
Ladies to confidence, whatever you need to do.
You know, I want to sit down and be like, this is comfy.
I agree with you, Jackie.
Yes. Female power here.
Female power.
I'm all real, but then again, I'm an A cup, so whatever. So
that's and you work that, confident. Jackie.
You know? It's what's
up. What's that?
But Courtney, this is going over. This is the wrong kind of diatribe, but I'm guessing it's a B.
I'm going with C.
You're going with a C. I'm going with a meek C, like a C that you got in fifth grade. You're like, doesn't really count.
Okay, she's in a bikini in almost every magazine. I'm going C. Want to make a bet?
Zach,
I go C.
I go C.
A confidence.
Zach one time Googled a booby and he knows. One time he saw it.
Zach is going to have to test that in person before he.
One time he walked past a women's health magazine.
So let's just review here. I'm grabbing Courtney's breasts and I'm grabbing Kim's butt.
Zach, I mean, that's little did you know he would become our poster child male.
All right.
God, thank God we're not printing any posters.
Don't say that too loudly because we're trying to get them to join us on the show. And, you know, they may get a little.
This is called hazing.
Zach won't be here.
I won't be here for that girl, so don't worry about it. Or I could be. No,
well,
I'm just
okay.
But back to the Kardashians.
Ended on a nice note, though, okay? Bruce got what he deserved. He got his portrait up on the wall.
Love that.
What did you think of that portrait wall, everybody, by the way?
Fabulous.
I mean, everyone's gorgeous.
The only thing that's better than a hallway filled with pictures of yourself is a hallway full of mirrors. In my opinion.
I mean, they're all, you know, simply just fabulous people.
I mean, my mother, like, the picture she put up on her hallway, I was like, boo. If an agent ever come over here, I ain't ever getting signed.
Oh, boy.
That wall is a wall of
and
fame.
And I love their little black, you know, they're so intense, like the black and
the
white.
Black and white.
The sepia tone.
The frames are so Zsa-Zsa. I'm like, every time they walk in that house, I'm like, checkerboard floor, huge drapings, Egyptian cotton, orchids. I'm like, literally everything that I can't afford at Bed Bath & Beyond is beyond inside that house.
The average family house.
The average family house right there. Honey. Orchids replaced every week. Excuse me?
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, so what are your last thoughts on tonight's booty x-rays and portraits on the wall? Obviously she didn't change her name, it seems like. So
I just want to say that Chris or Kim actually made the comparison of the Kardashians brand to the Kennedys, and I just want
to
say, as someone who studies politics, as someone who knows the political scheme of the world, I couldn't agree more right now. You know, the Kennedys are old news. You know, the Kardashians, that's where the new president is. 2012.
That's where we're at.
No more
this
Michelle Bachmann. Go to Kris Jenner Kardashian.
Are the new Kennedys,
I'm seeing Kendall. Kendall at the, you know, she's.
And they are killing it.
They are. The AP Newswire is all up on
it. CNN and Fox News, right here.
CNN, Fox
them.
News, Countdown with Keith Olbermann. This is the new political scene, the Kardashians.
And
Chloe
I just
and
have to
And Lamar and Chris, they can be the CIA because they're so huge. No one will break down the president.
Oh, we love them.
Kim for president. First female president.
And I also just have to point out that I don't know if I've ever heard the Kennedys talk about shoving a hot dog up or eating a hot dog through their ass.
I don't think you were listening to the speeches correctly. Okay? There were definitely some euphemisms up in that Kennedy.
There was a Twizzler in there.
Don't ask
that
what the country
weird.
Can do for you. Ask what you can fit up my butt. That's what Chloe I was reading.
Chloe and Courtney are getting a little crazy for me. And that headdress just explained everything.
You don't own headdress? Where have you been? New York just passed gay pride. Hello.
Can we give a shout out to Henry the giraffe? I love him.
I
Poor
own
Henry. He got ridden hard.
You know them Kardashians. I own that headdress. Don't you have that headdress? Aren't you celebrating in New York? Gays are running around the streets.
Pat's wearing one right now.
I have a headdress on every day. It's a work requirement.
I have to admit that I actually do have a headdress because I dressed up like an Indian.
This is where it is.
So
this is where it is, Jackie. I know you
this
too
This is the
well.
World we live in today.
This is our world, and let's, as far as the Kardashian world goes, we have some news and gossip, but let's go to a quick commercial first.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
17:29.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Yeah! Sorry, I get excited.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, guys, Kim Kardashian was sizzling hot in New York this week in a little black dress for her guest role on Project Runway, a show close to my heart. Fashion and TV mogul herself joined Heidi, Nina, Michael, and the gang for an upcoming episode they shot in Battery Park. Kim chose a simple yet chic LBD little black dress. Every woman should have one for the occasion. And she paired it with her towering signature Christian Louboutins. And she completed the look with her sleek ponytail and hoop earrings, not to mention that enormous rock on her finger. But I was very interested to hear that Kim has been hitting the gym very hard to make sure her body is as stunning as that ring on her finger. And we were talking about this. The reality star actually broadcast her wedding weight loss plan to her fans on Twitter earlier this week. And Kim has actually talked openly about her body struggles and that she constantly has to watch what she eats. She said herself, "I'm on a diet and I need to be because I love to eat. I love Kit Kats, cookies and cream ice cream. I need sugar like 5 times a day." So on a side note, by the way, guys, as she was filming Project Runway, she accidentally pulled a Britney and flashed her knickers on the set and tried to use her pop cards as a cover-up, but the cameras got a sneak peek of her lacy white undies anyway.
Well, so, you know, it's not hard to see that. Just get on Google. Bing.
Yeah, you need to get on Google, guys, and see the flash. But what did you think? I mean, so she obviously, do you think... She looks great, so if she's dieting and she's being healthy about it, then I think that she should be dieting if that's what makes her feel good.
Jackie, I don't know if it's the cadence or the tone of your voice, but when you read the things that she wears, it is masturbatory for me. Just when you said Louboutin, it was a climax. I'm just wondering, was it the little Gucci dress or the little Gucci dress, as Posh Spice once said? Hashtag LBD little black dress. I mean, mine is from Christian Dior. And Beyonce has a very similar comment to Kim Kardashian. She also commented that she, like Kim, has a fat girl inside just waiting to bust out. Thank God for trainers.
I was just going
to
say that.
You know? Those are two thick ladies.
God bless both of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think she looked, if you saw those pictures of her, I mean, okay, we wear short dresses, and I have to give her credit. It is very hard to sit down in a short dress and try and not show your lady parts.
Amen, sister, you know? Or
I'm
show
not so
them.
Upset about the Britney flash.
Sharon,
what do you guys...
Sharon Stone it, you know?
That's right.
Switch those legs, you know?
Zach, I'm sure you didn't mind, right?
I thought it was great, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, actually, Zach actually thinks it was really great. He really liked the white lacy panties. He prefers pink, but white's fine with Zach.
Zach likes,
you know me too well.
Zach likes girls. Zach likes girls, and girls are so cute. Zach likes girls. I'm Zach.
No, but
girls.
I agree, Pat. Like, that's a good point to bring up the Beyonce thing, because they have to keep track of their bodies, and it doesn't come naturally, and I think that the fact that they put work into it is, you know, I think that's great, and if that's what they need to do to feel great and look great, then as long as they're being healthy about it, then more power to them.
You know, the only difference between Kim and I, and there's very few differences you missed, is that, you know, she likes her Kit Kats, her Reese's, which, you know, I never dabble with, you know, as a beauty queen myself. But the difference is
really
when she
is
goes
gorgeous.
To the gym, she goes with a trainer. When I go to the gym, it's really just me watching the Kardashians while chewing with my best friends, Ben and Jerry.
Oh.
You know?
Right, I love that.
Fish food, best flavor.
Yeah, all too well.
Thank you, amen. But how
does
she...
I have to give her credit for wearing her little black dress and looking very chic and put together, because I know that Project Runway crowd personally, not to plug myself.
Yes, you do! I didn't even make that correlation!
I know they can be harsh, so I think she chose the right look for
that. Disclaimer for those who are not reading into Jackie's humble or humility, Jackie is actually one of the models from Project Runway. Hello,
yes,
Jackie.
She is.
She knows Project Runway quite well, including the runway of it.
She is
darling.
Oh, yeah. You're just
That's
too
right.
modest, Jackie.
And you know, they always have to stand there in those little black dresses. Or, like, what are those? Like, where do you buy those? You know, those little black things that you
All
wear?
All I have to say is, well, hello, Victoria's Secret brand management.
Oh, hello, hello.
But I have to say that there's a lot more going on that stage than you'd expect. I'm just proud of myself that I didn't faint in front of, you know, the most famous people in fashion, so.
See, Jackie, that's where you had it wrong. You should have fainted, fallen, sued, and then, you know, page six. And then you
They're
could have just spurred
guys.
That into
They're
a hall,
harsh.
Like,
that's all I'm going to say.
Keeping Up with Jackie, you could call it Jackie O, just with Kennedy's Kardashians, could have been a big thing.
And Pat's going to produce it.
Star in.
I love it. I love
Star
this
in
idea.
And produce.
I just wish I could have worn Louboutins when I was on the show, because they did have a great shoe closet, but Kim is always flashing those Louboutins, so.
And Kim comes from, like, a fashion, like, that was her original claim to fame. Before
well,
the sex scandal,
say.
She was, like, the eBay flipper. Like, she went into celebrities' she closets, reorganized them, and then sold their things.
I was going to say that before we had the intro of the Ray J tape, I remember her being, you know, that fashion icon.
Yeah, and if anyone has seen Maria Menounos' closet, which she, there's some great YouTube videos out there about how she organizes that closet. Girlfriend,
right.
I mean, you know, Maria, she is crazy, certifiably. If you look at that closet, one, you will die in envy. Two, you will know that she's superhuman. Her jeans are categorized in one, my favorite category, which I think Kim also has, the two are friends, is ambiguously sized. You know, on those days that you're fluctuating between, like, I don't know if I'm fat or skinny today. And
no,
I have 12 jeans. I have 12 jeans to tell me what I think. Maria Menounos, well, crazy as Kim.
Honestly, that's why Maria's book, let's all just talk about that for a second, Every Girl's Guide to Life.
The one that I'm flipping.
Everyone pick one up.
Oh, I'm just happened to be on page 278 because I'm crazy and I wrote 300 pages because I'm Maria Menounos. In my free time.
So good, aren't they, guys? I mean, it's like, even a New York girl like me, I find something on every page that's like,
I mean,
useful.
I don't know how to read and picture books tend to be my thing. She's taught me how to read by writing a book, you know? This
all
is
your, all your questions are simply answered. It's an amazing book.
Yeah.
Simply, there's dissertations on how to pluck your eyebrows. It's amazing!
It's amazing, and we'll have to all be checking out that Project Runway episode. But another thing, guys, that's shaken up the Kardashians is Lamar Odom.
Although
he has been in the Los Angeles area for his entire NBA career, it's reported that the Lakers are shopping him around during the current NBA draft.
Terrible idea.
Sports Illustrated has
got the basketball fan.
Boom!
Get
we got
it.
Some basketball up in the house.
Terrible.
Let's do it, Zach.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I like girls, and I also like basketball too.
Ooh, sum me up so well.
Okay,
well,
so
Sports Illustrated has reported it's possibly to Philadelphia. CBS reporting Lakers Warriors trade, and LA Times saying the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, that's a waste
of
time.
So, where do you think Khloe Kardashian would be able to handle herself?
Khloe Kardashian is not a Minnesota girl.
Definitely not.
Give
I don't think
that.
Anyone's a Minnesota anyone. No offense to all you Minnesotans out there.
They're all listening right now. They've recently got the internet and they're all listening.
You know what? They're probably not listening. That's why I'm going to go call them out. But
wait, but okay, so you know team. So wait, I'll admit. Oh, he plays basketball, which is a sport, and he plays on a team, which is a, which one?
Big time team, Los Angeles Lakers.
He's on the Lakers.
Oh yeah, he
Why
is.
Would you leave the Lakers?
You know what?
Don't they do well?
You wouldn't.
You could ask him. He doesn't want to go anywhere, but you know.
Well,
to
does
business,
he become
so.
The star if he trades? That's always weird to me.
There's
that,
no
like people
stars.
Are traded to teams.
There's no stars.
There's
in
no
Minnesota.
Stars.
There's
$7 million
in LA. There's stars in LA. In Minnesota, you kind of just get in with the
No,
rest
but that's
of the
like
pack.
If he like goes in the Minnesota team. I know nothing about one the state of Minnesota and two. The teams in which they
he
reside.
He will be a big-time star there.
Well, duh, well, like, will he take the team far?
You know what? Sixth man of the year last year. Guy 6'10", like, crazy athlete. I mean, he's unbelievable. The Lakers would be foolish to get rid of him.
Well, Khloe, if you have to move to Minnesota, you know, you can always find another Lamar.
That's
sorry! Whoa! You can take the girl out of LA, but you can't keep her there. Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that would hurt or help their spinoff series?
If it's placed in Minnesota, I would watch that. Because I would want to know.
I would like to see what would happen. You know, because he went as far as saying he's a reality star husband, honey. So I'd like to see.
I loved that.
I love that quote.
If they, that would be really. I don't. She can't relocate out of one of those two cities.
That's not happening.
She can't. She couldn't even relocate to Miami successfully.
So to answer your question, Jackie, that would create conflict and add to the show. Maybe that
would be huge. Yeah. If he's in Minnesota, I mean. Love can only go so far, you know? I'm sorry. I love those Army Wives, and I especially love the show on Lifetime, but, like, how long can you wait for a guy when he's out...
show on Lifetime.
...out doing a show somewhere, doing his thing somewhere else? You know, I don't know about you, Zach, but I can't wait for my guy forever.
No.
Oh, Zach. I've been waiting 20 years for you.
Well, guys, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I know.
Bidding Chloe war. Will just have to deal with it. And we may all have to deal with it. But, our last story of the evening was played out along the whole episode. But we all know this by now that Kim Kardashian's trunk is 100% real. And I just have to say this because it's a funny line. The crack detective on the case was Kardashian's sister, Khloe, tweeting about it, saying the proof is in the x-ray. Kim's ass is 100% real. That's the moral of tonight's
Congratulations,
Kim. But we're also, behind Kim, you all along.
Other congratulations in order. Kim hit 8 million followers as of Friday.
Oh.
So, followers on Twitter, you know? 8 right million here. Followers.
Anybody got more than her?
Huh?
Anybody have more followers than her?
Yes, it goes. Lady Gaga's got 10.
Right?
She's at 10.5.
Justin Bieber.
Britney's at 9.7.
Bieber,
and then it's Kim Kardashian, Bieber, and then it's like Katy Perry.
Pat is up on his.
Don't
Twitter
even
numbers.
Get me up into Twitter numbers.
Zach, step back on that one.
I'm gonna reach 1 million by tomorrow.
All right, guys. Well, that is all for your Kardashian news and gossip this week.
Such an honor.
Kardashian.
It's really like an exercise of good health to talk about the Kardashians daily.
It really is.
You know, it's like one of those things you wake up in the morning, you do your yoga, and then you're like, I got to read some of this.
Done.
I need to know.
Well, we have to get into our predictions now because there's, of course, lots more to come on this season.
Cue scary music.
And I want my scary music. Let's all hear it and pay attention.
I'm Zach, and I like girls and basketball, and I have a lot of predictions. This is my sister, Molly. I'm Zach. Hi, Zach. What do you think is going to happen next week on Kardashians? Do you
Pat,
think...
what would the after show be without you? I just don't know.
It would be a lot of
to
girls.
Never leave
it wouldn't. It wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be. They should tell my agent that the show couldn't
happen. Next week's show, it looks like it's all about pressure on Kourtney.
Dun, dun, dun!
Sorry. Scott. Dun, dun, dun.
First
Why
of all,
are they not tying the knot?
I have to say, I love how Kourtney is so... her strength is overwhelming.
Her strength?
She just tells her mom to shut the fuck up.
Oh, see, that's not strength. That was actually one of my notes was, how do these girls talk to their mother like that?
I feel bad for her sometimes.
The first time I said, like, shit while I was mowing the lawn around my mom, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mom. I love you. Like, can you still feed me? You know? Like, Margaret... Like, I don't know about you all, but I don't swear in front of my parents. I just don't do it.
Well,
I'm
going to be honest.
With a controlling mother like that, you have to stand strong. Otherwise, you're just
You have
gonna...
to stand strong. I just like the way that Kourtney says things. She's like, Mom, go fuck yourself.
Right, and it's so monotone. It's monotone. She just says, well, you can just shut the fuck up.
She's got a great attitude.
Then there's, like, Kim who's getting her butt done, and then...
there's Chloe. I am Chloe.
That's not really what she sounds like. That's my dream, Chloe.
Well, Zach, being, you know, like, are you a bachelor, by the way, or are you tied? I'm guessing you're a bachelor.
He's single, ladies.
I'm very single. Thank you for guessing that I'm a bachelor, because it is indeed true.
Do you guys, like, do you want them to get married? I mean, do we care if they get married or what?
I mean,
you
whatever.
You look like Scott. You kind of have a Scott.
You think so? I've gotten that before, actually.
I've gotten that before.
I think they should get married. I mean, you know what?
No.
Once it gets past a certain point, it's kind of like, you know, what's the point? So I understand that, I guess.
No, you never get married because, like, oh, well, like, what's the point? Like,
you know what? Also,
marriage is a union!
Okay.
I just got allowed in New York. It's a big deal.
I personally think that it makes them less interesting if they get married. I think the whole interesting part of them...
That's why they shouldn't get married. Molly will be bored.
No, I think that... I don't want to be bored. I'm saying for the show that, you know, it's funny. They have this amazing son, Mason, and they're, you know, she's gorgeous and he's handsome, but they're not married, and I think everyone... That's kind of what people feed off of.
The thing is, I understand her waiting because he's been a hot mess.
Well, apparently she's not sure if he's the one.
Okay, what episode are we on, Jackie, for this season?
Three.
We Yeah, I'm on third.
We're at three episodes out of the 100 that he's been on where he has been behaved. Three episodes. So, yeah, I wouldn't be ready for marriage with him either.
Guys, Scott Disick is a new man now.
And you never pressure someone into marriage. Marriage is something that you enjoy and you, you know, you make a moment.
Well, he did.
You never
get
married to someone because you're pressured to do it.
He proposed last season. Remember, she didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and when she is ready, she'll propose.
Because he has to have his act together, honey.
Yeah. I mean, she's got her act together. In fact, we're in act six, I believe. It's making her quite a bit of money.
Yep.
That's right.
And that little playboy who was born into some money, he needs to start proving himself. Sorry,
I agree.
Boy. You know, Scotty, I think you've gone a long way, and I actually like you.
And you're really hot, but...
Don't fall in a hole again.
Yeah, don't fall in the hole, you know? A woman, I don't want to see no single moms up in this house. You know? Oh, no!
It's time!
We'll find out, everybody. And that's all for your Keeping Up with the Kardashians this week. I'd like to thank my fabulous co-host, Pat Lambert. Mwah. And Mari and Zach, thank you so... Mari, listen to Molly. We're missing Mari Fagel tonight.
Call me whatever you
want. Zach, thank you so much, guys.
You got it.
We're so happy to be here.
You know you're watching the Kardashians when it's Sunday.
I love it. Well, I hope you all join us next week, and we'll have much more to dish on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Goodbye, everyone!
Thanks, Jackie!
Cha-cha! Cha-cha! Goodbye!
Later!
Bye,
From
guys.
Producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.